Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, everyone. I love being, having the opportunity to share new tools when I learn them. And I learned a new one recently when I was at camp with my daughter for a week doing an activity that absolutely terrified me. But man, am I so glad I did it, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have this new awesome tool to share with you guys today that's really going to ultimately help you with the 8,000 transitions that we go through on the daily, right? Think about all the activities that you do and think about that transition point between every single one of them. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. It's so simple, but it truly has been life-changing for me. So I can't wait to share it. Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm the creator of the Top Program and Top Planner, teaching all things time management, organization, and productivity for women. I'm also a mom and wife, and just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Guess what? You don't have to feel constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. There is another way. When you have the right systems and tools to plan and manage your time, you can live a life of harmony. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time, planning, and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. If you're ready to stop feeling overwhelmed, this is the show for you. And if you're new here, I'd love to get you started with my work-life harmony assessment. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram at Megan Sumrall with the word harmony, and my team will send it right over. Hey there, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. Today's episode was really inspired from a recent vacation I was just on with my daughter out in Colorado. And basically, I was asked 6 words. And those words have had a tremendous impact on me and ultimately how I am thinking about the gajazillion, yes, that is a number, of transitions we go through throughout the day. And women in particular, we tend to have more than the average bear. So before we dive into that, kind of want to give you a little backstory, lay of the land, and then I want to be sharing this really powerful new tool that you can add to your tool belt to help you on your path to work-life harmony. So I have noticed over the last, several months that even though my plans were going fine, I was having time for myself, pivoting was, part of life, but it was happening. Like there wasn't any one thing potentially difficult or whatever. I really was just experiencing a low-grade level of irritability that was presenting itself on the regular. And in the moments when I was getting frustrated and irritated, I could always look at the situation and find cause for it, right? Like all the external factors. Oh, well, I have a right to be irritated because of this or because of that or because of that. And, also fell into the trap of, okay, this is just a stage. Well, as I teach inside my program, we can't stop living for, quote, the next stage, because guess what? There's another one right behind it. But it was there. It's been frustrating me, my irritability causing irritability, but I wasn't really sure what to do about it. And truth be told, if I, if I'm honest about where a lot of irritation was, there was just a lot of conflict in parenting role between my daughter and I, of just lots of things being irritating on both fronts. So I tell you this because it's going to play into this new tool I'm going to be sharing with you. So my daughter and I went on this vacation to Colorado. It was amazing. Definitely not one of those lie around relaxing vacation. We did all that Colorado has to offer at the amazing camp that we went to. So one of the activities one afternoon was to do a ropes course. This is 100% my daughter's jam, 100% not so much mine. And they had two levels of it. There was one that was like, I don't know, 25, 30 feet in the air, and then another, like another 10 to 15 feet above that. So, you know, she does this as if she's been doing it her whole life. Shimmies right up. It's going through all the thing. Like it's no big deal. For me, on the other hand, it was quite a bit. And before we all went up into the ropes course, we went through a bunch of safety training. And so one of the protocols that you do when you're in the ropes course, you're in a whole harness, you've got these two straps with clips on them that you're moving from obstacle to obstacle. And so any time when you were done with one area of the ropes course and you needed to transition into another, there is a safety protocol that you go through with one of the, you know, trained staff members there. And so there's a bunch of steps that you go through in order to transfer your clips from one thing to another safely. And then the very last step of the protocol, which I am now obsessed with, is before you ventured into whatever the next obstacle was, you know, walking across a wire or navigating the swings or whatever it was, you would ask to your safety person, "May I proceed?" And their response back, instead of just saying yes, was, "How do you wish to proceed?" or "How will you proceed?" And then you would reply back. And the first time it was asked of me on the very first obstacle, and they said, "You know, how will you proceed?" or "How do you wish to proceed?" my response was terrified. And the response back to me was, "Okay, you may proceed, terrified." Now, just in that one, like in that first moment that that was said back to me, I have to tell you, the wave of validation that flew through me almost made me feel so much less terrified. So I was like, all right, I'm allowed to say I'm terrified. And someone here on the ground below me is validating, you are terrified, but guess what? You may still proceed. Now, as the day went on, you know, my different "how will I proceed" answers changed. But what I really loved hearing was what all the other people up in the ropes course were saying, you know, because you're hearing each other go through your safety checks with whoever you were with. And these words that were being shouted out were so amazing. You know, some were saying, "With joy," you know, my daughter, "With speed." I'm like, yeah, I never said "with speed." "With courage," "With freedom." One gal even invented a word. I loved it. She said "sillily." And so just hearing everybody, you know, say out loud, like, how are they going to proceed as they transition into the next thing? It really stuck with me. And I spent a lot of time that evening really reflecting on that and realizing, wow, how many transitions do we go through every day that we don't really give any thought to? Now, I know for me and in some of what I've taught inside my program, those bigger transitions, like there's why I'm very adamant about the morning routine, that transition from waking up and now launching into your day, that's a big one. And I put a lot of thought into that, which is why I'm so passionate about morning routines. I have an end of day routine. That's another big transition, right? And then last year, I put some new stuff in place as I transitioned during the school year from, you know, wrapping up my work time to now shifting gears to, you know, full-time mom hat, going to pick my daughter up from school. So I know for me, like those three big transitions in my day, I've put a lot of thought into how do I make that transition happen so that I can be fully present, ready to mentally shift gears. But I had never, ever, ever thought about the dozens of other transitions that happen throughout the day. And I know I can, you know, I tend to be pretty aggressive with my plans. I love to stay hyper productive. And in my desire and quest to do so, it means that, you know, as I am going through my plan for the day and I'm looking at my weekly planner and I'm seeing, okay, from 9 to 10, I'm doing this and I'm going to shift gears and do this and I'm going to do that, I'm moving from each one of those pretty rapidly. So it may be, hey, I'm wrapping up a work call and now I am, you know, shifting gears into going in and working on content creation. And then I'm going to be shifting gears and then recording a podcast, you know, whatever it can be. All those little transitions, never put any thought into those. And because of that, I was starting to recognize, it hit me, that a lot of that constant low-grade irritability that I was starting to feel in my life was coming from this place of transition, 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 without any thoughtfulness put into it, without ever taking a minute and saying, okay, I'm wrapping up this, and now I'm heading over into this. How will I proceed? How do I wish to proceed? And so I started bringing that over these, you know, last weeks or so since being back, started bringing that into my daily practice, that as I'm wrapping up one thing and moving on to the next, I'm just taking a quick second and asking myself, how do I wish to proceed? Instead of just, you know, going through the motions of what's next, what's next, what's next. And sometimes, and I was sharing this inside of my open Facebook group the other day, and one gal asked the question of like, well, what if it's something you don't want to do? Well, guess what? I really didn't want to do that ropes course that first thing, right? And I was very honest and said, I am going to proceed terrified. And that may be how you are proceeding, but at least knowing that and recognizing it, that can be really, really freeing as well. And maybe just as I had to the other day, I had to go shift into doing a bunch of chores around the house. I don't love it. I don't love, you know, stripping beds and washing sheets and changing linens. But when I thought about, okay, how am I going to proceed? I do love that feeling of climbing into clean sheets at night and a clean house. So I said, I'm going to proceed with the knowledge that I am going to have so much joy when this is done. And so that kind of helped me get over the hump of doing the stuff I didn't like to do. Now, when I talk about the entire TOP framework, my entire time management, organization, and productivity, that's what TOP stands for. At the center of it is, again, this quest to have work-life harmony, which we all deserve to have. And work-life harmony consists of three P's: present, proactive, and purposeful. And where this little idea of these transitions and thinking about how do you wish to proceed really highlights for me that purposeful part. It brings a whole new level of awareness, intention, and purpose to all those transitions that we go through throughout the day. Now, does this mean that now you need to plan in an extra 5 minutes between every activity? Of course not. But I want to instill with you the awareness that was brought to me on recognizing just how many transitions am I going through, and really just taking 1 second to ask yourself, how do you wish to proceed as you move throughout all the roles of your day, all the tasks, all the activities? Because I have noticed a tremendous shift for me in having that moment to kind of release what I've just completed and then reset before I move into the next one. And that low-grade irritability, yes, I'm sure some of it's gone because it was a glorious vacation, but now I'm back in the real world. And guess what? It hasn't been creeping up, even though I'm experiencing the exact same things I was experiencing that used to really kind of be that trigger for me. So I would love for you to share with me. Easiest place to find me, if you're on Instagram, just go there at Megan Sumrall and shout out and let me know when you have done this for the first time and what your results were. And if you want to share what that first like transition word was for you, I would love to know that as well. So I am here supporting you, cheering you on, and am excited to share this new tool that I have brought into my toolbox. Have a great week. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.